All right, Mars and Cancer.
All right, so this one is in its fall. So it's not its strongest in Cancer because, again, Cancer is a water sign and it makes someone... When I do readings for people with Mars in Cancer, I feel for them because it's a tough placement. It makes someone very sensitive, over emotional. There's difficulties with like their digestion and their stomach because they're always anxious because they keep a lot of things inside. That's the thing. So they feel so many things and it's hard for them to sometimes stand up for themselves, to have that willpower. And they kind of hold it in and keep it inside. And that's why they could have some stomach issues. So it's like these people, they just feel so much. And I always give them advice where I tell them, listen, like, just speak your mind. Don't be afraid. Like, stand up for yourself. Like, make clear boundaries. You're an empath. You take on people's emotions. You're very caring individual, but you know, you just can't let people walk over you because sometimes that can happen with people with Mars and Cancer. They hold in a lot.
Would you say that issue is coming up to the forefront right now with Mars and Aries squaring Cancer right now?
Yeah, it definitely could, depending what planet it is. If it's your sun, then yeah.
Well, I mean, for the people who have Mars and Cancer.
Oh, yeah, like Mars would be squaring their Mars, yes.
Yeah, people with Mars and Cancer could be having Martian situations right now. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they could.
Yeah. Just a little transit, helping out with transit sometimes. Quick heads up. I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.